25 million years ago, we lost our tails. Today, we have technology to rebuild them. There are many great theories and informed guesses, but the one thing that seems to stand out is that walking and the disappearance of a tail can be very far apart. We can't ever be sure, but losing our tail might not have had much influence on walking. It might have simply been just the nature of DNA. In a word, change. And even 20 or 30 million years ago, when our early ancestors still had tails, the tails would have been of different lengths and abilities and value. It is impossible to tell, but there was surely a period of time where tails were no good for getting around trees anymore. 3 million years ago, when Lucy was around, the tails were pretty much completely out of the picture. There might have been something back there, but it was not a tail. Lucy and her kind deserve our respect and admiration. But with Halloween around the corner, let's talk about the tail. Having said that, let me just add that Lucy belongs to Australopithecus afarensis. They made simple tools, had emotions, maybe even deep emotions, certainly cared for their babies, and lived in groups. They shouldn't be thought of as primitive. They were the evolutionary pioneers of their time. They were very special indeed. Bringing back the tail is a lot less crazy than it sounds, though no matter how you look at it, it's still fun and funny. It's kind of familiar in an odd way. Unbelievably, a mechanical tail could provide balance during exercise, help lifting, and help with dancing, actually enabling new dance moves. I saw an inventor just now using a weighted tail, showing that it can provide balance and in fact could prevent falling. I also recently saw a man with a clearly 3D printed tail connected by rubber bands, talking about using it in space as a tether as not to float away during lunch. He might not have started with the space problem. He might have just started playing with tails. And that's really cool. This was not a powered tail, it was just rubber bands. But there is potential for another kind of tail, other than rubber bands, that could be constructed to change shape as we moved our body and limbs. It would work similar to how brakes in your bicycle work. You squeeze your hand, move your body, and that motion is transferred to the brake pads. In our case, smartly, to adjust the shape or position of the tail. In an age of exoskeletons that help elderly sit and rest, a mechanical tail would not just be revolutionary, it would be evolutionary. We've all seen snake robots, and for that matter, Dr. Otto Octavius, aka Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man. So there is plenty to imagine in this space. And there are, of course, movie props and mechanical costume tails that you can buy right now. While these merely wag, their designs and assemblies point in the right direction. Robotics. Finally, to find something that could be reinvented well, Steve Jobs only needed to walk into a newly built house and ask, "What is the first complex thing that is added after all the essentials are taken care of?" The phone. But when you turn to look at our body, we are actually missing a piece. It had little to do with bipedal walking or interfering with walking. In fact, elderly can benefit from a tail designed to restore or help their balance. It could prevent them from falling even. I know you are asking yourself if you would wear one, and the answer is no. But actually, when you really think about it, you would. If it replaced the need for a walker, or ended your back pain, or made sure that you won't ever get hurt during exercise. It is, after all, just an exoskeleton-like device. This is especially wonderful for those who would like to learn about 3D printing and explore the world of precision modeling. And yes, you could also make a little bit of money by selling clever tail kits that costume makers would want to use in their designs. So just as soon as you learn how to use Blender and get your printer assembled, you can put something out on the internet and sell it for a few dollars. Being an extended Halloween tail wearer myself, I have this to say on the subject of tails. A tail is only as silly as you are.